The regulations require health inspections, and they hold abortion clinics to new health and safety standards that Planned Parenthood Ciante Stewart-Reed says are irrational. She says the State Board of Health was ready to allow exceptions for older clinics, but when the Attorney General stepped in, it reversed its decision.
It means potentially that that women's health centers will close because they won't be able to meet those onerous restrictions. One center has already closed in the Hampton Roads area.
But the Attorney General's spokesman, Brian Gottstein, says despite how Cuccinelli may feel personally, his position on this is totally professional.
And we've said time and time again is that all he's been doing with these clinic regulations, with any other regulations, is making sure that the government follows the law that the General Assembly has set forth.
Stewart Reed says they're not against holding facilities accountable and making sure women are safe, but she believes many of these regulations have nothing to do with safety and are designed to raise operating costs of abortion clinics and force them to close. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.